I was astonished yesterday to receive information that one of Australia's largest private healthcare providers and hospital providers have moved their headquarters, their corporate base, offshore, not just somewhere nearby or somewhere more convenient or expanding into Asia or whatever it might be, but no, they've moved to the Cayman Islands. Now, I'm sure that the hospitality from the locals is terrific, and undoubtedly the food, the drink, the ambience, the water, the beaches, they're all beautiful, but that doesn't explain why Healthscope, who run enormous numbers of private hospitals right around Australia, but here, Como Private Hospital, Cotham, Dorset, Frankston, Geelong, Holmes Glen, John Faulkner, La Trobe, Knox, Melbourne Private, Northeastern Rehab, and on the list goes, Healthscope have very quietly moved their corporate base offshore. Investigative finance journalist Michael West has been researching this. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Tell us about Healthscope, first of all. Just how big are they?
Well, Healthscope is subject to a takeover bid on the stock market. It's a $5 billion deal. So it's suitor. It's not quite true to say that the headquarters of Healthscope have moved, but Brookfield is the takeover predator, the foreign entity which is making a takeover bid for Healthscope. And Healthscope owns the 43 hospitals in Australia and I think 18 clinics and hospitals in Victoria, John. So it's a significant player, the biggest in private health in Australia.
Why would it matter if these hospitals were all run out of a company based in the Cayman Islands anyway?
Well, it's probably a matter of accountability, because if you've got to sue somebody for medical negligence, you might have to take them to court in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. But the point really is that these assets, these hospitals, have been built with taxpayer subsidies. My local hospital, Northern Beaches Hospital in Sydney, they're spending $2 billion of taxpayer money on that. And the minute, they've just cut the ribbon on that a couple of months ago, and that's off to the Cayman Islands as well. If this takeover deal is successful, it's got to get through Foreign Investment Review Board.
But it's looking how likely?
Well, there's a lot of money behind it. I mean, we've got all the big law firms. These big stock market deals have law firms, PR firms, lobby groups, all sorts of people push them. I mean, the fees on these sort of things, the merchant bankers alone, you know, from UBS, et cetera, will be getting, you know, dozens of millions in fees. And so there's a lot of political and financial will driving this, but really the issue is, and some of the land and buildings will end up offshore too, they're busting it all up. It's a classic vulture capitalist deal where they get this stuff, they bust up the properties, they sell the properties to two other players, in this case that's a proposal, and the cash flow from the injured and sick people in Australia, subsidised by private health, that will go to the Cayman Islands in the event that this deal is successful.
So Healthscope, we approached them this morning, as we do, and asked them for a comment, and indeed asked them if they would provide us with someone who we could talk to about this. And they said, we don't want to come on air. And they say that Healthscope is an Australian company with 43 hospitals, 25 pathology centres in New Zealand and Australia. We're committed to providing exceptional care. We serve in Australia and New Zealand every day, and this is completely false.
Well, they are an Australian company at the moment, but if this takeover bid is successful, John, the assets of Healthscope will be controlled in the Cayman Islands. Now, I know that because I've got the deed of the deed which makes the proposal in front of me, and I've got the very, you know, it's one of these sort of merchant banker things with spaghetti mud map kind of, you know, entities going from one to the other and conditions and clauses and all these sort of things. But the guts of it is, the company which will own the shares in these assets after the deal is called BCP VIG Holdings LP, which is based in Ugland House, Grand Cayman. And so Healthscope is quite right in saying that it's an Australian company at the moment. But if the takeover bid happens, the people that are bidding for it, Brookfield, will end up controlling it, and they will end up controlling it overseas. Now, the problem with this is that I've done some investigation into Brookfield, and one of they own a lot of things like ports and rails and Australian infrastructure, stuff which used to be government-owned, and it's gone to Brookfield now. And they have all these different sort of funny-sounding vehicles, like BPIH is the one that I looked at. And according to the tax office data, This BPAH has booked about $7 billion in revenue in Australia from its port assets and so forth, and it's paid zero tax over 4 years, despite the set, and it's recorded no taxable income either because it's got a tricky trust structure. So,
sorry, with that much turnover?
That much turnover, $7 billion over 4 years, zero tax, and I found in the accounts, I went to ASIC and I paid the $40 to ASIC to get this public, the world's most public, expensive public information. And there in the accounts for this BPAH, which is another Brookfield vehicle in Australia, is about $920 million, almost $1 billion, going to Bermuda.
So this is, I mean, these are hospitals that, well, essentially, unless they get some government money pumped through them by way of a whole lot of arrangements, including straight subsidies, but also, well, patients being paid for by the government to be treated there, they don't operate. I mean, I think Healthscope, didn't they run the Geelong Hospital that closed recently because they couldn't make money out of it?
That's it. I think they do have the Geelong Hospital.
They closed it. In fact, I've got a text here as I say that. Text saying, used to work at the Geelong Hospital, Geelong Private, closed it, couldn't make any money, and someone else said we got sacked by text message.
Well, they still own the Geelong Clinic, according to their website. I'm not quite sure if that's related. But they've got 18 clinics and hospitals in Victoria. Victoria is the biggest presence. In fact, Healthscope's head office is in St Kilda Road. So, but, you know, that will go, that will disappear, and it will be owned by these people from Brookfield who, I might say, have extensive tax haven connections. I've also had a look at the, you know, the Panama and Paradise Papers offshore leaks database, and even the directors of Brookfield here in Australia are mentioned. Their names are mentioned in the offshore leaks database, and there's many, many Brookfield entities. Well, I'm not just talking the Caymans. We're talking Bermuda, British Virgin Islands, and so forth.
All right, well, let's wait and see, Michael, because if this requires Foreign Investment Review Board approval to go ahead, that comes down straight, pure and simple, to the discretion of the Treasurer. So we'll see. We'll put in a request and we'll refresh our request to Healthscope to hear their version of the same story, as well as asking the Treasurer to tell us what he thinks about it as well. Thank you indeed for bringing it to my attention. Michael West, freelance investigative finance journalist, who's done the digging there.